Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
You finally got it right.
It's Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello?
So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Dennis.
Hey, Dennis, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So, I need your help finding something out for me, but it's kind of sensitive, and it actually involves my fiancé's father.
So, your fiancé's father. So, you're soon-to-be father-in-law.
Exactly.
Okay, so what can we do for you?
So, a couple years ago, I was deployed, and I was living overseas, and I had an old laptop, which is pretty much my main computer that I always use. And I was also dating a girl at the time who lived back here, and she was very, how can I say this? She was very sexually open type of person.
Okay. This story sounds like it's about to get interesting.
Yeah. Just wait. So anyways, this girl I was dating at the time would send me stuff like pictures and sometimes videos, and they were of her doing like sexual type stuff.
I got you. So you were deployed. She would send you nakey pics to keep her on your mind.
Yeah. She'd send like a different pic every couple weeks, sometimes maybe a video.
Okay. And were the videos also like sexual type stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. I thought you couldn't send that stuff to military. Like, I thought the government would block it.
Well, if it's a military email address, yeah, you're right. But there's like ways around that.
Okay, so now I'm dying to know how your soon-to-be father-in-law is a part of all this.
Well, I'll tell you. So Beth and I are moving in together. Beth's my fiance.
Okay.
And we're kind of, you know, consolidating our stuff and deciding what we're going to keep, what goes into storage, what we're just going to throw away. So we're going through a bunch of my old stuff, and I find this old laptop. Now, remember, I haven't seen this thing in, like, at least 2 years, let alone used it in forever.
Okay.
So Beth says to me, old laptop, you know, are we keeping this or are we throwing it out? So I immediately think, I haven't used that thing in years, you know, like, throw it out.
Yeah.
Well, so Beth goes, can I give it to my mom? She's a teacher, and they have this program where they recycle old laptops and give them to students, you know, good stuff. So I was like, sure, go ahead. I swear, it didn't even cross my mind about all this, that stuff was on there.
Right, so these nakey pics and videos your girlfriend sent you, they were on the laptop, so you saved them all?
Yes, I saved all of them. I had them under a folder called miscellaneous.
Okay, so that's not good.
Yeah, when Beth's mom gets the laptop, she gives it to her husband because he works cybersecurity. Like, that's his job.
Okay.
And what he does is he'll wipe all the files off the computer, so when the student gets it, it's like getting a brand new laptop.
Okay, so your problem is that you gave this laptop with the nakey pics and the videos and pretty much turned it right over to the guy who's going to be your father-in-law.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And he works cybersecurity, and he's the one in charge of wiping your hard drive on that thing.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, this leaves me with a couple of questions. First of all, the pictures and the videos. You said they were sexual. Like, how sexual?
Like, really sexual, dude.
Like 50 Shades of Grey sexual?
Like 500 shades of gray.
Oh, wow.
Like, there's stuff in there you couldn't even show in an R-rated movie. It's like pornographic.
Okay.
So and all these pictures are of your fiance, right?
No. They're a girl I dated before my fiance.
Oh.
Well, I don't understand. Why in the world would you break up with this freaky girl then?
Okay, all right. All right, we're getting off track. So the second question I have for you is, when her dad wipes a hard drive, like, does he actually look at the stuff he's deleting? Like, is he going to see the old miscellaneous file?
I don't know. I have no idea, but I'm freaking out. Like, yeah. What if he saw all that stuff?
Yeah.
Well, if you're telling us he works, like, for cybersecurity, I'm probably sure he's seen worse.
Yeah, probably. But still, we need to find out if he saw any of that stuff on your old laptop.
Yeah, I got $100 here. Says he saw it, copied it, and now he's the one with the miscellaneous file on his laptop.
No.
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
Okay, girl. How long ago did you give them your laptop?
It was like this past weekend.
Okay.
But listen to this. I got a text from Beth saying, hey, Dad just sent me a text and wanted me to ask you if there's anything on that old laptop you wanted to keep. So I immediately write back, nope, go ahead, just delete everything.
Right.
Then a few minutes later, she texts me back, and she says, are you sure? And the word sure was all caps. So now I don't know if he's referring to the folder or not, and I'm freaking, I'm
As you said, this is a delicate situation here.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So you need to know if your fiancé's father saw your secret old porn stash, but you don't want him to know that it's on there, because then, of course, he's going to go looking for it. You know, I honestly don't think guys who wipe laptops go through every little folder and check stuff like
that. Well, that's not what this guy on the text line is saying. He says that he used to work for Geek Squad, and he would go through everything. He said, this is his exact quote, giving us your laptop is like giving us the keys to your house and saying, don't look in the closets.
Oh, well, of course you're going to do that. Okay, so Dennis, let me ask you this. It's crazy, but can we call your fiance's dad? Is that possible? Like, can you get his number?
Yeah, I can, but I would need to know exactly what you're going to do first.
You don't trust us? All right, listen, I do have a plan. I will go over everything with you during this commercial break before we make a move. But we are going to call him, okay?
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Hello?
Good morning. Can I speak to Gene, please?
This is Gene.
Good morning, sir. My name is Ricky Rose. We've never met, but I was deployed with Dennis, Beth's fiance. He was actually my roommate while we were over there.
Oh, well, thank you for your service.
Yeah, no problem. So the reason I was calling is because I guess Dennis donated our old laptop that we used to share, and he told me you were deleting the memory and stuff.
Yeah, I haven't got to it yet, but I was going to do a wipe this week on it.
Okay, so you haven't done it yet?
No, I sure haven't.
Okay.
Why, is there something you need on there?
No, not really. I was just trying to remember if there were any pictures of my girlfriend on there, but if there are, I don't need them. So I was just going to say, go ahead and delete everything.
Don't mind going through and pulling some files for you if you want. I usually do that anyways.
You usually go through the files before you delete stuff?
Yeah, a lot of people keep stuff like old tax records or contracts or other stuff, so I always double check.
Oh, okay. Well, if you see a folder called miscellaneous, then just go ahead and delete that one without looking at it. There's some pictures in there that might not be family friendly, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean, man.
Okay.
Thanks for giving me the heads up.
Yeah, sure. No problem. Thank you.
All right. You have a good day now.
Okay, you too. Okay, so looks like I sort of jumped on that grenade for you there, Dennis.
Oh my gosh, thank you guys so much. You probably just saved my marriage, literally.
Saving a marriage on Dirty
Work. This is new.
This is new. That's the first time for everything.
Well, like, and just so you know, I'm positive your father-in-law is going to be spending some alone time with your ex tonight, because now he knows exactly where to look for those pictures.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.